等时间，我们有请姚传道。
Hello.
How's everybody? All right. Good morning. I once was at a church where I had to speak in the afternoon. I was so used to saying good morning. They looked at me like, are you in the right place? I don't know if the PowerPoint's working, so I'm going to just take a look real fast. Is it good? All right, so there's only a few things in this world that last a really long time.
在这个世界上能够存留很久的只有少数的几个东西。
Cast iron pan, if taken care of properly, could last several lifetimes.
其中一个是铸铁锅。如果我们好好保存的话，可以存留很多年。铸铁锅。
The oldest one to date was found in China at 5 BC.
最老的一个铸铁锅是主前五年在中国发现的。
Do any of you use these? Yeah.
用不用铸铁锅？
Some of you, okay. So if you don't have one, don't buy one yet. You could go to your grandparents' home to see if they have any laying around.
如果你想要铸铁锅的话，先不要买，去你岳父岳去你这个姥姥姥爷家，可能他们会有一个。
That's how I actually got one of mine.
Jonathan 就是从姥姥家拿一个。
Next is honey.
第二个存留时间很久的是蜂蜜。
Honey was found in King Tut's tomb, roughly found being over 3,000 years old.
有一个埃及法老叫图坦卡蒙。在他的坟墓里，大约3000多年前的坟墓里，发现了蜂蜜。
It was considered at one point to be liquid gold in ancient Egypt.
在古埃及，这个蜂蜜有一段时间被认为是液体的黄金。
They even used it as an antiseptic.
他们曾经用这个蜂蜜来做抗菌的药。
Lastly, the ink of a ballpoint pen.
最后一个就是你这个圆珠笔里边的圆珠笔油。
Some of you know what I'm talking about, right?
可以存很久。
Very rarely you use up all the ink in a pen because you lose it before you finish the ink.
因为你这个里边的这个油你很少会用完，因为在用完之前这个 笔就找不到了。
How many of you have actually finished all the ink in your pen? Raise your hand.
多少人把这个 笔里的油用完过？
More than once or just once? More than once? Oh, wow. I'm talking to Asians, of course. They have their pen.
对，我们亚裔都是非常节俭，会把它用完。
I used to buy expensive pens, but now it's the absolute cheapest pen.
以前张老师买很贵的笔，现在就买最便宜的，因为他老是丢。
Don't you hate it when you buy something that and it doesn't last?
当你买了一个东西，它很快就坏掉的时候，是不是你很不高兴？
Or the day the warranty expires, it breaks.
或者当保修期刚过的时候，这个东西就坏掉了。
Or there's an announcement of something newer, faster, or better model making the one you have obsolete.
或者是当一个新的、更好的、更快的一个模型出来的时候，你现在用的这个就过时了。
Wouldn't it be nice if the things we bought lasted forever?
如果我们买的东西永远不坏的话，是不是会很好呢？
It saves money and time.
帮我们节约很多钱，也节约很多时间。
It spares us from heartache and headaches.
让我们的心少痛一点，头也少痛一点。
Today we're going to look at one of Jesus' lessons found in Matthew chapter 6.
今天我们看耶稣在马太福音六章里面教我们的这个功课。
It is about treasures that last.
耶稣教我们，告诉我们什么样的财宝才会不朽坏。
Some of you are thinking, John sure likes to talk about treasures, doesn't he?
你们可能会想，Jonathan 很喜欢讲财宝的事情，是不是？
So I plan this specifically at this moment for one very important reason.
现在，特别是今天，张老师想讲财宝的事情，有一个很重要的原因。
Because next month is Pastor Appreciation Month.
因为下一个月是这个我们感谢我们牧师的一个月，纪念月。
And Apple is making an announcement of their new phone in a few weeks.
同时，那个 Apple 苹果也要出一款新的手机，所以大家联系一下，这两个是有什么
？So
good job, Jonathan.
Matthew chapter 6:19-21, Jesus explains just how temporary some of the greatest things on earth are.
所以在马太福音六章十九到二十一节的时候，那个耶稣给我们讲了一下我们世上的东西为什么不会长久。
It says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. But lay for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
十九节，不要为自己的不要为自己积聚财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能朽坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷，只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。
Is the PowerPoint working? We'll just go without the PowerPoint, so you'll have to follow along in the verses. Was working? Is it in Matthew chapter 6? All right, I can't tell. Okay. Let me know if the wrong verses, okay? All right. So I love how we're back. Ready? All right.I love how Jesus uses the word treasures.
我喜欢那个耶稣用这个词叫财宝。
The Greek word is thesaurus.
希腊文 ，thesaurus.
Okay, it's where we get the English word thesaurus.
啊，那在英文里面我们有一个词叫 thesaurus， 就是一个同义词的意思。
The word means treasure or storehouse.
Thesaurus, 意思是财宝或者是这个储藏财宝的房间。
Another interesting thing is the Greek word to store up or lay up comes from the same root word as treasures.
在希腊文里边，他们用词就是说积攒或者积累，也是这个词根和这个财宝的词根是一样的。
In other words, they are pretty much the same word with a slight variation.
所以这几个词都是在财宝的基础上转变的。
He's saying the things that we store, keep, and protect are the greatest value of our lives.
所以耶稣这里在讲，我们在生活当中，我们积攒积累的东西，就是对我们生命最重要的东西。
And they almost become who we are.
啊，这些东西就代表我们是谁。
Jesus reiterates it in verse 21, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
所以耶稣在二十一节里边讲，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
If our treasure is where our heart is, what would happen to us when we lose that treasure?
如果我们的心和我们的财宝在一起，当我们财宝失掉的时候，我们的心会怎样呢？
What would happen to us if we spend our whole entire lives chasing the wrong thing?
如果我们花一生时间来追求我们错误的东西，错误的财宝，会怎样呢？
I'm not sure if you can all relate, but one time I parked my car a little too close to the curb on the passenger side.
可能你们有类似的经历。有一次我把车停到那个离着路边那个。马路台很近的地方。
And so Josie opens the door and scrape that harsh metal sound on the concrete.
我太太开车门的时候听到很尖利的一个声音，那个车门刮到那个水泥地上。
Happened to you guys before?
You're
all laughing because it has, right? That deep scratch in the car, it feels as if it were scraping my heart.
那个车滑在地上的声音就像那个滑在我心上的声音。
I think you guys can relate. You know what I'm talking about.
可能大家都有类似的经历。
You could feel it.
能感觉到。
So Jesus goes on to say that we store on earth are easily destroyed or stolen.
所以耶稣说，我们在地上积攒的财富很容易就会失去或者被毁掉。
And I like how he uses moth and rust.
所以我很喜欢耶稣用的这个比喻，就是这个虫子和这个锈坏。
Moths seek valuable fibers such as cashmere and silk to name a couple things.
这个蛾子很喜欢，很有价值的这些针织品，比如说 cashmere， 还有这个丝绸。
The ancient world considered these to be an extreme luxury item due to how difficult and how much time it took to produce anything cashmere or silk.
所以在以前的时候 ，cashmere 和蚕丝的制品花很长时间来制造，所以它们就是很有价值的。
Cashmere has some incredible properties.
这个 cashmere 在想中文应该叫什么 ？Cashmere 就是那种很贵的羊毛，羊绒。
It could last.
羊绒有很多好的这个用处。
It could last a lifetime if you took care of it properly.
如果你好好珍惜的话，它可以存留你的一生。
It's significantly less bulky than sheep's wool while being 8 times warmer.
所以这个羊绒非常轻，比羊毛轻很多，但是它薄。 保温的能力超过普通羊毛的八倍。
It also possesses antibacterial qualities so that you don't have to wash it as frequently.
羊绒同时也防腐，所以你不需要经常来洗它。
However, cashmere only comes from a few particular breeds of goats.
但是羊绒只有很少的几种羊的身上能产出来。
And it would take approximately 1 year for a goat to grow enough wool to make one scarf.
据说要一个这只羊要花一年的时间才能产足够的羊绒，做一个围巾，只有那么多。
I actually have a cashmere scarf.
Jonathan 有一个羊绒的围巾。
I bought it for $30.
只花了它$30。
So it's fake.
所以肯定不是真的。
And silk at the same time, you would have to breed and raise silkworms for it to produce silk.
如果要生产丝绸的话，首先要在一个非常合适的环境里边来养这个蚕蛹。
And the process to obtain silk has not changed, but forming them into clothes has.
养蚕抽丝这个工艺几千年不变，当然这个做蚕丝制品的这个衣服的工艺是在变化的。
So you can grasp how valuable these items were to those who possessed them.
所以你可以想象这些珍贵的东西对这个拥有他们的人来讲是多么的重要。
And so what does Jesus say?
耶稣怎么说呢？
A single moth can completely destroy a priceless treasure.
耶稣说一个小蛾子就可以毁掉你的价值连城的这个珍贵的财宝。
About a month ago, we had a couple moths enter our home.
不久以前我们家里面进了一个蛾子。
So Josie absolutely hates bugs.
太太 Josie 非常非常不喜欢这些小虫。
So I have to become someone of an expert at catching unwanted critters.
所以 Jonathan 慢慢就变成了抓小虫子的专家。
And when she sees one, she hits the panic button, and we go to DEFCON 1.
所以当 Josie 看到一个小虫的时候，他们就进入备战状态。
The lights are flashing and the alarm is going off. Intruder alert! Intruder alert!
有入侵者，他们家的这个警报就会响起。
So all the while, this moth flies away.
当他们在备战的时候，这个蛾子已经飞走了。
So I get my goggles and equipment ready, and I say to Josie, "Okay, where is it?"
Jonathan 全副武装好，准备抓蛾的时候说，问他太太，蛾子在哪里呢？
And she says, I don't know.
太太说不知道在哪里。
What do you mean you don't know? You're supposed to keep an eye on it.
对啊，你应该一直看着蛾子才对，不能让它飞走，对不对？
Little do we know that moths are expert at cloaking themselves.
但是我们都知道，蛾子是很容易，是隐藏自己的专家。
So for the rest of the month, we were on high alert, a lockdown. Nobody goes in or out.
所以那一个月的后半段时间，我们就封闭了。没有人和任何东西可以进出我们的房间。
How easy is it for our priceless treasure can easily be destroyed by a little insect?
是不是我们看着很重的一个财宝会被一个很小的虫子来侵蚀掉？
What Jesus is saying is that no matter how much we take care of it, secure it and lock it up, the treasure on earth won't last.
所以耶稣说，不管我们花多大的力量，花多大的精力来。想保护我们在地上的财宝，我们地上的财宝是保护不住的。
I have a safe at home where I store important documents and a couple other items, and honestly, I don't even lock it up.
我有一个保险柜在家里，装一些比较重要的文件和重要的东西，但是我其实都我都不锁那个保险柜。
You know why?
你知道为什么不锁吗？
There's a guy online that shows videos on how to get into any safe or unlock any lock you could buy.
因为在网上你可以找到这个视频。他教你怎么样很快的把所有的保险箱都打开。
Literally, you type in a safe, and you have him, and he opens it up within 8 seconds.
所以你在网上可以告诉他这个你的保险箱的型号，他可以8秒钟之内就把你的保险箱打开。
And it takes him 10 seconds if you bought a really good safe.
如果你买最贵的保险箱的话，他可能需要10秒钟打开。
So I just hide my really important things in trash bags.
所以很重要的东西我都放在垃圾袋子里边。
There's a great amount of time, money, and effort pursuing and storing treasures that don't last.
所以我们花很多的时间来时间精力来追求来保存一些我们知道不能长久的东西。
There's a parallel verse in the book of Luke where Jesus explains this in a parable.
在路加福音里边也有一段是耶稣讲这个财宝的事情。
Luke 12:16 it says, The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentiful, and he thought within himself, saying, "What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops?" So he said, "I will do this. I will put down my barns and build greater, and there I will store up my crops and my goods. And I'll say to my soul, 'Soul, you have many goods laid up in many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul will be required of you, and those with those things will be which you have provided.'"
有没有中文？有中文，好，那我就不翻译
了。Not only is there a possibility of things that we treasure, it will be destroyed or stolen, but there's also the possibility that we will never achieve what we spend a lifetime doing.
不光是说我们的财宝会被损害掉，会被偷掉，会锈蚀。还有一个可能性就是，我们花一生的时间。也得不到我们在这个世上追求的东西。
But our life can be spent seeking treasure, but never obtaining treasure.
我们可以花一生的时间来寻求财宝，但是最终也得不到财宝。
Suppose hypothetically, however, we would be blessed enough to have enough time to do all the things the man in the parable set out to do.
假设一下，如果说我们有足够神给我们足够的恩典，让我们有足够的时间来追求这段经文里面讲的这个财主来追求的事情。
We must be fortunate to last longer than the man in the parable, but fortunate enough to have everything, and it would be worth it, right?
如果神祝福我们，我们把这个就像这个财主一样，把他想要的财宝都积攒下来，我们就会很好，对不对
？This person here went to the best schools, got the best job.
可能你说，哎，这个人真好，他去了最好的学校，他有最好的工作。
And it demanded 80 hours per week and got 3 hours of sleep per night.
但是他一星期要工作八十个小时，一天只睡三个小时。
And finally found the right investments and made the right moves.
然后他投资也很成功，赚很多钱。
Everything finally paid off.
终于非常成功了，有很多钱了。
He owns 6 companies, a $3 billion yacht.
他有六个公司，有30亿美元的这个游艇。
He doesn't just have multiple homes.But he has homes for his cars so that his cars can be comfortable.
他不光自己有很多房子，他的车还有自己的房子，因为那个车也很舒服。
If a car gets scratched, no problem, he just buys another one.
如果车被划了一下怎么办？没关系，再买辆新车。
He's got the perfect life.
这个人是不是有完美的生活？
He made it. He's living the dream.
是不是他达到了他想要达到的？他在生活在他已经实现了他的梦想。
I've heard countless people.I'm sure you have as well.
是不是这种人你有听说过？
Fast forward a little bit.
那快进一段时间。
When they have fulfilled all that they've ever wanted.
当他们拥有了这些所有他们想拥有的东西之后。
They have more money than they could ever need and want.
他们的钱已经超过了他们所有的需要，他们永远也花不完。
They come to their last few moments of life and they reflect on their lives.
当他们人生最后的几个时刻。他们来回想他们生命的时候
When it's all said and done,
最后的时刻来临的时候
I've never heard anybody say, I wish I had more time to make more money.
我还从来没有听过有人说我真希望我还有更多的时间可以赚更多的钱
I've never heard anyone say, if I could just have one last breath, it would be to make one more dollar.
从来没有人听说过如果我还可以再多活一点我要多赚一块钱
But instead, they say, I wish I had more time to spend with my wife and kids.
他们没有那样讲，但是他们常常会讲，如果我还有时间，希望我能花更多的时间陪我的亲人和我的孩子。
But at that moment, they understand what wealth really is.
当那个时候，他们就会真正的理解财富对他们是什么样的意义。
It's what Jesus said before he spoke of this parable.
所以，耶稣在讲这个预言故事的时候，之前讲过一句话。
He said in Luke 12, verse 15, one's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possesses.
耶稣在路加十二章十五节里面讲，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
That we are to pursue timeless treasures.
耶稣跟我们讲，我们要追求不朽坏的。财宝
treasures that last forever.
可以一直留存下去的财宝
Jesus knows that our time here is limited, but we can in fact create treasures that last forever.
耶稣知道我们在世上的时间是有限的，但是我们可以我们可以创造这些财富，创造无限的，就是可以永远存留的财富。
We get a glimpse on earth as to what it is every day if we simply understood eternity.
如果我们能够真正的理解永恒是什么，那我们知道在世上只是很短暂的时间。
Time is interesting, isn't it?
时间是一个很有意思的东西，是不是
？We as people can manipulate time.
我们可以操纵时间。
And it depends on what you're doing and who you're with.
你可以操纵时间和一些人做一些你想做的事情。
When you're at school, work, or at church, and it's incredibly boring, you know that sitting there feels like an eternity.
当你坐在学校里边、工作里边，或者坐在教会里边的时候，你觉得很无聊，是不是？可能你觉得这个时间过得非常非常慢。
Tell yourself, I'm not going to look at the clock because that makes time move even slower.
然后你说我不要看表，一看表的话，时间过得更慢。
So you've refrained from looking and.Believe that you're sitting there just about over, and you look over at the clock, and you think to yourself, "No way."
然后你坐在那儿，你觉得过了很长很长时间了。然后你一看表，你会非常惊讶，怎么会这样呢
？It's only been 5 minutes. How's that possible?
但是才过了只有五分钟，怎么会是这样呢
？And you're probably thinking, "Why is the pastor not done yet?"
然后你在想，这个牧师怎么还没有讲完呢
？Conversely, however,
或者。
You're talking with someone at a coffee shop.
或者你和一个朋友在咖啡厅里面。
You're with the person of your dreams, the one you've been dying to talk to, and the conversation is amazing, and you're glued.
这个人是你一直想跟他交流的人。
Then all of a sudden, the owner comes by and he says, "Hey, we're closing up in just a few minutes."
然后突然，这个咖啡店的工作人员来讲。哎，不好意思，我们十五分钟以后就关门了。
And you think to yourself, "What are you talking about? We just got here 15 minutes ago. How can you be closing?"
然后你说怎么会这么快呢？我们刚刚来，你怎么就会关门呢
？And you look at the time and you realize you've been there for 5 hours.
然后你看一下表，你才意识到已经在那里五个小时。
Time flew.
是不是时间会飞逝
？And you think to yourself, "It can't be over. We just got started."
然后你想，怎么会这么快就结束呢？我们刚刚开始啊。
How can it be over?
怎么会就结束了呢
When I look through the entire Bible and studying through it and studying Jesus' words, I come to realize that everything he does is for the purpose of building relationships.
我看我读圣经，学习圣经，然后在学习耶稣的教导，然后我意识到，其实耶稣教我们的一个主要的目的就是让我们来建立我们的关系。
Jesus is enhancing them.Intervening and creating moments that will last forever.
耶稣也帮助他身边的人来建立这种关系，让这种关系可以永久的存在。
Every commandment is building and enhancing relationships to a level, making it better and eternal.
神给我们每一个教导，就是让我们建立和提高这种关系，这种关系可以更好，也可以长久。
We see this especially in John chapter 2.
特别是我们在约翰福音二章里面看到这一点。
I always felt that John chapter 2 is peculiarly out of place.
我总觉得这个约翰福音的第二章好像不应该出现在那个地方。
John chapter 1 starts with Jesus' eternal origin, relationship with God, and purpose to save mankind from eternal damnation.
所以约翰福音一章是讲耶稣的神性他跟神的关系。和他来到这个世界上的这个大使命。
And before you know it, in the next chapter, where do we find Jesus?
好，讲完第一章，结果你看耶稣约翰福音的第二章，耶稣在干嘛
？Jesus at a wedding, having a party with his gang.
耶稣参加一个婚礼，在参加聚会。
Jesus, that's the first thing you do when you land on planet Earth.
所以我在想，耶稣，你出道以后第一件事情就是参加婚礼吗？
If you know the story, Jesus is in the midst of a wedding ceremony and they have completely run out of wine.
所以如果大家知道这个故事的话，就是耶稣在这个婚礼上，但是这个婚礼的这个举办人他们的酒已经没有了。
Here at this moment, the bride and groom are probably reconsidering, man, maybe we shouldn't have invited Jesus.
可能那个时候他们这些主办人可能会想可能不应该邀请耶稣。
If you're familiar with their culture and tradition, wine plays a huge part in the finalization of union between bride and groom with their respective families.
如果大家对当时的文化和社会有一定了解的话，就会知道这个酒在当时的社会里，特别在婚礼上有特别重要的意义，因为这个是新郎和新娘他们完婚的时候，这个酒是必须的。
They must drink wine together for it to be a sacred matrimony.
所以新郎和新娘必须要一起来喝酒，让这个他们的婚姻能够神圣。
It was a sacrament.
是一个他们这个是一个圣餐。
I believe that communion with Jesus, where we took the bread and wine, are tied into it as well, similarly.
所以我们今天我们的教会的圣餐，我们也喝葡萄酒，和当时的文化背景也是有关系的。
But without wine, they had to call the entire wedding off.
但如果没有酒的话，这个婚礼就没有办法进行了，必须要停止。
So in verse 3, Jesus' mother turns to Jesus and says, "They have no more wine."
所以二章三节，耶稣的母亲就转向耶稣说，他们没有酒了。
And Jesus was like, "Don't look at me. This is their wedding."
Jesus 可能在想，干嘛问我？这是他们的婚礼，跟我为什么跟我讲没有酒了
？But look at verse 5. His mother said to his servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it."
但我们看第五节，耶稣的母亲对这个仆人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
As if Jesus' mother already knew and that Jesus came to enhance and develop relationships wherever he could.
好像这个耶稣的母亲玛利亚已经知道了，耶稣来到这个世界上就是为了帮助这个他身边的人建立这个关系。
That she knew that he would provide the wine despite it not having anything to do with him.
可能耶稣的母亲在那个时候就知道，虽然这个婚礼跟耶稣没有什么关系，但是耶稣也会帮着他们来造酒。
But this beautiful relationship between bride and groom could not have been where it is without Jesus.
因为如果耶稣当时不在场的话，这个新郎和新娘他们的婚姻关系可能就不能完成。
And our relationship with one another, if left on our own, without his guidance and instruction and him intervening, we'd be left to destroy them.
同理，如果我们和身边人的关系，如果没有耶稣的引领，如果没有耶稣的帮助，我们的关系也很难长久。
And without Jesus, we'd be left with moments that aren't great or won't last.
如果没有耶稣在我们的关系当中的话，
That's kind of how it turns out sometimes, right?
我们的关系可能就会毁掉，其实有时候也是这样发生的，是不是？
We start out great, we have wonderful moments with our spouses or kids or friends.
可能我们的关系一开始很好，我们的家人和我们的孩子们和我们的朋友们可能一开始都非常好。
And we look back at our old photos or watch videos of our wedding day or when the kids were born, we remember exactly how it felt when we were there.
然后我们看旧照片的时候，我们看旧的录像，我们婚礼的时候，我们的孩子出生的时候，然后我们好像可以好像完全的想起回忆起那时候的感觉。
And we remember every single detail, and we feel with great overwhelming joy, and it brings tears to our eyes.
我们记着每一个细节，然后我们会非常感动，我们热泪盈眶。
And when things seemed as if they were about to be a complete disaster, we can look back and say it was our moment, and you never change a thing about it.
当我们当事情可能会变得非常非常差的时候，我们回去看那些美好的时候，我们就会觉得那是我们的时光。
And we look at our lives now, how much everything has changed.
我们看我们今天的生活是不是有很多事情已经变了。
Hard to even remember the last time we said I love you to each other.
是不是你有好久没有跟你身边的人讲你爱他们了。
Or the last time we spent having quality time with our children.
或者是上一个时间你和你的孩子们一起来分享这美好时光的时候。
And we always say we don't have time anymore, we're too busy.
因为我们总是讲我们太忙了，没有时间。
We're so busy caught up with things that we're drowning in.
我们太忙了，我们被我们事情都被淹没了。
And the things that we're pursuing.
我们在追求的那些事情。
The things that we believe are treasures in our heart.
我们觉得我们是在这个世上应该追求的那些财宝。
That we replace those treasures that give us infinite joy with treasures that have already began to crumble.
我们觉得那些财宝会给我们，给我们喜乐，但是其实我们身边的喜乐已经在慢慢的消失。
And then it's because we say, well, we got to take care of priority number one.
因为我们经常讲我们要干最重要的事情。
And then there's a new number one.
然后这个最重要的事情又变成了下一个最
重要的事情。And we put those most precious to us at the end.
然后我们身边最重要的亲人，我们往往把他们放到最后。
And we chase things that moth.Rust and thieves destroy and steal.
然后我们追求的那些东西，虫子，会吃掉，会朽坏，贼会偷掉。
Remember when Mary and Martha invited Jesus over for dinner?
记不记得玛利亚和马大邀请耶稣到他们家的时候？
In Luke chapter 10:38-42.
路加福音十章三十八到四十二节。
Now it happened as they went and heard a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving. Martha was left cleaning the house, preparing the food and serving the guests.
马大很忙，他在打扫房间，在做吃准备吃的，在招待客人。
And Mary doesn't even offer a hand.
玛利亚什么也不做。
Sounds like me and Josie when we have guests over.
我和我太太在家请客的时候，我就是玛利亚。
Josie is cleaning and preparing the food and serving people.
Josie 张大森太太在。招待客人，在做东西，在做打扫房间，做所有的事情。
And I'm over there in the other room ignoring her.
但是我一点都不帮忙。
It says in verse 39 that Mary was at the feet of Jesus, listening to him, and Martha was doing all the work.
所以三十九节里面讲，玛利亚在听耶稣讲话，然后马大在做所有的事情。
Now I can just imagine Martha in the kitchen slamming the cupboards and sighing.
哎，我可以想象马大在厨房里面。所以多么的多么的frustrated.
And Martha, every time walks past Mary, she gives her the side eye.
然后每当玛利亚经过马大的时候，就瞅他一眼，然后就过去了。
And Mary's over there with Jesus with a big smile on her face. She's lying down next to Jesus with her head resting on her hands with her feet kicking in the air.
然后玛利亚呢，坐在耶稣的身边，非常开心，然后面带微笑。
And sometimes we become like Martha.
常常我们会变成马大。
And say we've got things to prepare and work to take care of.
然后我们常常说，我们要做这些事情，我们要工作，我们要有很多事情要需要我们的时间和精力。
We load ourselves with thousands of things to do, so we're always busy.
我们常常有一个很长的 to-do list， 永远做不完。
Summer school, tutoring, SAT prep, sports, music prep, this and that.
学校夏天还要上学，还要课后还要补习，大学要准备，体育运动，所有的课后运动等等等等。
Or overtime, promotions coming up, moving here, doing that.
或者工作上，嘿，恭喜你被提升了，然后你可能会要搬家，搬到这里，搬到那里。
And we say these are what's important.
然后我们说这些事情是很重要的事情。
Martha was distracted, verse 40, with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord.Do you not care that the sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her.
马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，又近前来说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
You know, Martha was saying, Jesus, how can you let her just sit there?
所以马大说，耶稣，你怎么让我的妹子就坐在那里也不帮我呢？
See, these things are important.
我在做的事情非常重要啊。
But Jesus says Mary has chosen the good part.
但耶稣说，玛利亚已经选了那个上好的那一部分。
And Jesus saying the important thing is.The importance is the things that last forever, and she wanted to be a part of it.
那个上好的那个福分就是我们在天上的财宝啊，然后这个玛利亚就想得一份在天上的财宝。
So about a half a year ago, I just started getting into chess.
大约一年多大约半年以前，我慢慢开始下这个国际象棋。
And Friday night after youth fellowship, Josie and I had this rare occasion to leave early and get dinner together.
有一个周五呢，我们的那个团契结束之后，我和我太太可以早早走，我们准备去一起吃晚饭。
And so we were excited because we usually get out pretty late and usually too tired to do anything after.
那天呢，团契之前，我们非常开心，因为我们知道今天可以早点走，因为平常的时候我们都走得很晚。
So this is the time where Roger had the church key, so he could close up.
正好因为那一天呢，那个。Roger 有教会的钥匙，我可以让 Roger 来 来关门，来最后收拾好。
We took advantage of him.
Every
chance we can. 所以我们就，
我们让他多做一点，我们可以早走那一天。
It just so happened that he was in a meeting, and so I said, "No worries, I'll wait for him to get out."
但那一天呢 ，Roger 正好在开一个会，我就想没关系，我等一下 Roger， 让他开完会我们再走。
And then when he get out, I could tell him, "Hey, this we're gonna leave early."
然后当 Roger 开完会的时候，我就会跟他讲，说我们要早走，你来锁门。
Between that time and then, I saw some youths playing chess, and I completely lost track of time and realized I had kept Josie waiting for 30 minutes.
然后呢，我在等的时候呢，我就看有两个，年轻人在下国际象棋，然后我就开始去下，然后我就忘掉了时间，让我的太太再多等了我30分钟。
But then I already played a few games, and most of the kids left already, and she was waiting there the entire time.
然后呢，当我意识到的时候，我已经下了好几盘象棋了，然后很多人都走了，然后我太太一直在等我。
I had put the wrong treasure before me, ruining the entire evening.
所以张在那天晚上啊是，忽略了这个真正的财宝，然后把时间花到一些不是很重要的财宝上。
This was just weeks before my birthday.
那是我过生日前的几个星期。
And the day of my birthday, as much as hurt as she was, she gave me a present, and it was a chess set.
然后当 Jonathan 过生日的时候 ，Josie 给他了一个礼物，就是一个象棋的一副象棋。
And while I lost sight of eternal treasure, she did not.
当我忘掉什么是最重要的时候，我们的天永恒的财宝的时候，我的太太没有忘掉。
And whenever I look at the chess set or play a game of chess, I think back to the moment how.Important she is to me.
当我用当 Jonathan 用 Josie 给他的那个 chess 的时候，那个象棋的时候，他就会知道，想起。
There will be times where we say to ourselves, "How can we survive and be comfortable if we only partake in just this eternal treasure?"
但有时候我们也会想，如果我们只寻求天上的财宝的时候，我们怎么样在这个世界上生存呢
？We may say to ourselves, "If I don't take care of this, then we'll have nothing. We won't be comfortable."
我们可能会想，如果我们不做地上的事情，那我们怎么样生存呢？我们能够过得很舒适吗
？I don't believe that to be the case.
我不相信事情是像你想的那样的。
That God puts us in this world for us to work until we die, or to put things before people.
难道神让我们在这个世上就是为了不停的工作，直到我们离开的时候吗
？The next verse in Matthew 6, in verse 22, after he talks about our treasure, he reminds us that we ought to make sure we set our sights on the right thing.
所以，在马太六章二十二节，耶稣讲到了这个属天的财富之后，他提醒我们，我们应该把眼睛注目到这个正确的事上。
It says in verse 22, "The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?"
眼睛就是身上的灯。你的眼睛若亮了，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢
？Then the next verse he even talks about the masters we serve.
然后下面的经节就讲我们侍奉的主。
And what are we ultimately living for?
我们活着到底是为了什么
？That we don't. And then he goes on to saying that you don't have to worry when the things get difficult or rough.
然后耶稣继续在讲，困难的时候不要担心。
Next verses he says.He tells us not to worry.
然后他讲跟我们讲不要忧虑。
He tells us that the Father will take care of everything.
他告诉我们天父会帮助我们。
That you don't have to live on this earth worrying about surviving.
天父会帮助我们，所以我们不要为在地上的生存而担忧。
But that we are to make sure that our sights are on the right thing.
但是我们应当，提醒我们把眼睛注目到最重要的事情上。
That we choose the good part, the important part.
我们选这个有福的这个。财宝
The treasures that last forever.
这个永远不朽坏的财宝
Hopefully for the rest of us, we will never forget what Jesus has done for us.
我希望大家都不要忘记耶稣为我们所做的
What God has given to us, the people next to you, the ones in your arms when it all began, hold on to that.
不要忘记神给我们的财富，你坐在你身边的人，你的家人，你的朋友，你身边的亲人，不要失去他们。
Because of him, when we look back, when we're reflecting on our lives, looking back in these moments that God has helped us create.
因为当我们回头看我们生活当中这珍贵的时刻的时候，我们知道是神来帮助我们 在那些时刻里面。
With our brothers and sisters in Christ, our children or spouse, we can say we have that treasure that is stored up for all eternity.
当我们和我们的亲人和我们在主内的弟兄姐妹，我们的配偶，我们的孩子们，当我们和他们的关系建立之后，我们就知道我们真是在天上有财宝。
And we never cease to continue to develop to work on the treasures that we have before us that are in our lives.
然后让我们也不要停歇，我们不要停止来建立，来提高我们这种在天上的财宝。
And when we're in heaven, we're back to experience those moments together as if they never ended.
当我们在天上的时候，我们会感受到我们在那些珍贵的时刻。
Because those moments that we make here will be experienced for all eternity.
因为我们在现在，我们在这个世上，我们那些美好的时刻是可以永远不朽坏的财宝。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father God, I ask that you continue to work in our lives. The people that you've brought for us. I pray that we always remember the times that we've always had and never put anything but in front of them and not making them ever to be last. But knowing that you have brought relationships to our lives, the things that are most important, the people that we care about and we love, we don't put them in the second or the third or the last, but put them number one in our lives because you've put them in our lives and you've worked to develop these great experiences that I pray that we continue to just to enjoy this time that we have together that you have done. Thank you, God. We love you. Say these things in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.